WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got, about 20 minutes to spend together, so if it's on your mind, you better make it quick. 888-876-5593. Otherwise, I'll just prattle along. There's never a shortage of things to discuss, that's for sure. Now, as we like to do, we look at the moon calendar, and the next full moon is a week from Thursday, October 17th, 6:26 a.m. Central. It's the Hunter Moon. And then the next new moon is Friday, November 1st, 7:47 a.m. Central. If you are writing those prosperity checks and all those things, that's the time of the new moon. But big astronomy news, that's right, the conspiratorialists were right. There is a dark moon. Yes, a second moon. Not exactly, but sort of. It's the Earth will have a second mini moon right now, actually, through I think it's November 25th. And what this is, researchers at the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System. I love that, by the way, Last Alert System. Yes, if an asteroid is hitting the planet, it probably will be the last alert. So it's aptly named. It's an asteroid monitoring funded by NASA. And they found an asteroid, as they often do, by the way, but they found this in August. That becomes a two-month moon, mini moon, this year. And how that, it's not the first one that ever happened. I think the last one before that, we had NX1, which was a mini moon in 1981 and 2022. So here is the deal. This mini moon, which is romantically named PT5. All right, well, PT5 is part of the Arjuna asteroid belt, which orbits around the sun. But as it gets closer to Earth, our gravitational pull will draw PT5 closer to us than it would otherwise go. Now, this happens with asteroids regularly, but they do not always complete a full orbit of Earth before making their way back home to their regular paths. So to be considered a mini moon, they have to be able to complete a full orbit of Earth. So temporary captured flybys don't count. But in this case, we have PT5 that's going to stick near Earth for a while, even after leaving our orbit. And I guess its closest approach is set to happen on the 9th of January. Now, as far as the mini moon, as I say, it's there until November 25th, but don't go out and get your telescope and look in the sky because most likely you will not see it, hence the dark moon. All right. The object is too small and too dim for your typical amateur telescopes and binoculars, but it's well within the brightness range of telescopes used by professional astronomers and, you know, all the observatories and that kind of stuff. So a telescope with a diameter of at least 30 inches plus a CCD or CMOS detector is needed to observe the object. A 30-inch telescope and a human eye behind it is not going to do it. All right, but just so you know, we have another moon. Now, I, by the way, have absolutely no idea what effect a second moon would have on us, if any. But it did occur to me while I was reading about this, well, you're seeing nothing but a lot of water lately, and a lot more coming tomorrow for Florida. That is for sure. We're not sure exactly where landfall will occur, but we know it will. And that eyewall, even though it was rebuilt last night, that eyewall is still not very wide. I think originally it was about 4 feet, and that was astounding. And with the rebuild, it's about 22 feet. And I should say miles, I guess. And the bottom line to the, yeah, not feet, miles, yes. The bottom line to this is that normally they're 22 or larger, so even at 12, it's pretty small. All right, but that said, we'll see. The other thing I wanted to mention about Florida that really caught my eye is, you know, after Helene, there is a lot of debris. That's the understatement of the century, by the way. There is so much debris, and much of it is piled on lawns by curbs and sidewalks. And I was looking at a flyover this afternoon, you know, I mean, neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood, and I thought to myself, this is going to be guided missiles. Yeah, by tomorrow night, things will be a-flying. So that's going to add some impact there, I think. But hopefully, we hope, of course, the best for everybody, and they will all remain in our prayers, including Eduardo, who usually calls from Tampa. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got to talk to Linda in Richland Park because she said she stayed up late after a terrible game Well, they didn't win. Talk about master of the understatement. Just to talk to me, and I will talk as long as she wants. That's sort of going through hell, Linda.
Yeah, how are you? I just wanted, I don't want to take up all the time because you don't have much, but I had to have my dose of Raleigh Jane show tonight, so I just wanted to let you know I was one that set it up and waited just to hear. So I'm going to hang up and let somebody else call.
Well, thank you so much. That's above and beyond anything you should have to do, and I appreciate it. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. So we're starting off the season 1-0, are we? Well, we'll see. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Laura and Willowbrook. There's room for you, too, right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's Jo Armstead, just the best. Yeah, she wrote some of my favorite stuff, like Casanova by Ruby Andrews and Jealous Kind of Fella by Garland Green, and on it does go. And in 1968 on Giant, she wrote and recorded that. So, yeah, Stone Good Lover. And Jo Armstead, Joshy Jo, turned 80 Sunday and still with us. So happy birthday to Jo Armstead. And thanks for the music. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Something came to mind, and I was so surprised after listening to the hockey game that Raleigh's going to be on. I didn't think you were going to be on tonight, so thank you.
Oh, sure. Not for very long, so I'm glad you called quickly.
Okay, so I'm wondering, first of all, why did record albums go away, and are they making a comeback? I'm seeing them in a lot of the major department stores. Are these coming back again? Is it going to be in?
It's a specialty item. Vinyl right now is having a resurgence, but to give you an idea of what that means, it's less than 8% of all record sales. So we're not talking about a lot. In fact, any hard media is really not the way music is sold anymore. You know, it was downloads for a while. It's streaming more than anything. But, you know, the history of vinyl, well, of course, until 1949, it was all shellac, which was wax, 78 RPMs. They were fragile. They'd break easily. And then you had kind of a war. Columbia came up with a 33 and a third, the long playing album, and RCA came up with 45. And they both battled it out. And as you know, both of them succeeded for different reasons. And we call them vinyl, but most of the 45s later, ashamedly, were polystyrene. But in any, I hate to say it, but it's true. I'd say that vinyl was starting to go out long before the CD, I think the Sony Walkman really was the first big change. You know, Sony had put those cassettes in there, and people were using a lot of cassette tapes. Eight tracks, of course, came and went, and the technology was always just terrible for a lot of reasons. But, you know, after that, of course, the CD came out. And you know, in the early 80s, and then of course, in short order, sadly, vinyl went away. But the early CDs were just horrible when it came. Their algorithms, they could not reproduce the warmth or the bass. You know, arguably, they'll never produce the warmth of, you know, a nice pear-shaped tube sound. But at least now the algorithms or stuff is you'll get full fidelity, so to speak, on that. But, you know, from portable CD players, we went to iPod, we went to streaming services. But I guess it was late 2007. I could be wrong, but that's, I believe that's what happened when they came back with vinyl. And, of course, very pricey. You'd see them in department stores. And, of course, I argue with John with this all the time because, you know, if it's made, I probably have it. But the quality of my stuff is not very good. And so, you know, because I use them as coasters and everything else. And so John, when he wants something in good quality, he'll go out and buy it. And, of course, I'm like, we've got that. He said, not that I want to hear. And then, you know, maybe when they sold the first time, they were $2.99. Now they're $35. And, of course, I'm like, what? You know, and I've seen them higher than that. And then John had to explain to me, but Raleigh, that's been 60 years and inflation has taken place. So probably with that in mind, they're the same price, but still it causes me a heart attack to think about paying money for it. But nonetheless, 8% of sales are vinyl at ridiculously high prices as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that low.
Yeah,
I used to love the cassette because, you know, you could carry it around with you and hear your music everywhere you wanted.
Well, everybody else liked that, too. I never liked them. Yeah. I mean, look at the width of the tape, and it was running at 1 7/8. Oh, my God. But nonetheless, but nonetheless, certainly, like I say, when those Walkmen came out, the sound on those, I remember that. It was like late 79. Remember a friend of mine who at the time was working for Capitol Records sent me one. He said, you won't believe this. And I said, great, give me my vinyl. But in any event, that certainly started it. And do I think vinyl will make a comeback where there'll be a sizable portion? No, it'll be a boutique category.
Okay. Well, I was wondering because I have a box. I don't know what machine it's called, but it's got a record player and a cassette player on the side, and I'm wondering if the quality of these records good, or if I just should stick to listening to the Alexa. I say, Alexa, play whatever song, and they play the song.
You know, when you say that to Alexa, you're probably getting a horribly compressed version of something, so that's another issue. If it's an MP3, oh my God. But, you know, so from that standpoint, I'm not sure there were a lot of units that had cassettes built into them, so I'm not sure what you have. But assuming you've got something decent, yeah, vinyl will probably sound a little better, but my guess is you're not going to know the difference.
Okay, and they're kind of pricey too.
They are pricey, and they're not invincible. That's for sure. I can destroy vinyl faster than you can, you know, say it. You know, if you're happy with what you're getting when you say Alexa, play it. Well, that's absolutely free. How can you beat that?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you into buying records, or are you done with that?
Well, I will occasionally buy a record if there's something that I can no longer play. And I have those. Believe me, I have some that I played so much, they're no longer black. They're actually kind of whitish. You know, so if I need to replace something, I will. There's very few things that I'll buy new that I don't already have because, you know, over the years, I got everything I wanted. But, you know.
You've kept a good collection.
Oh, yeah. Not in good quality, no. But good collection, yes.
Well, at least you got that right.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got the volume. I won't claim I have the quality. But occasionally, because I do prefer to play 45s, but I just don't have the time normally to clean them up. But occasionally, if it's something I really love, I'll sit there for about 90 minutes and take out 200 pops, clicks, and whatever.
Wow.
So.
Well, thank you. You filled me in. I've learned a lot, as always. Thank you so much, Raleigh.
Well, thanks for calling. Talk to you soon.
All
All right.
All right.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And, oh, yeah, that that late 40s, early 50s people period when Columbia was pushing those 33s and RCA was pushing those 45s, it was a war, absolutely, on every front. And as I say, it turned out to be a truce since both were used. Andy in Norwich, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, good morning. Good to talk to you. Raleigh, I've got a couple of requests to make of you for song requests.
Sure. What you want?
Both of them by Don and Dewey.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I had never heard of Don and Dewey until I heard you play a song by them maybe about 3 months ago or
okay.
something.
Okay, I was going to say, why do you know Don and Dewey? Yeah.
Yeah. The two songs are Big Boy Pete.
Okay.
And I'm not positive, completely positive of the title, but I'm leaving it all up to you.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Those two. And I also wanted to mention to you, I'm Roman Catholic. I attended a Mass over the weekend, and when I picked up the Sunday Bulletin, it always lists in there the Masses throughout the week and Mass intention. Somebody gets a Mass intention for mm-hmm. this Mass, that Mass, certain days. And for this coming morning, October 9th, somebody was thoughtful enough to get a Mass intention for John and Raleigh James.
Isn't that nice?
9 a.m. this morning at my parish, St. Eugene's, on the northwest side of Chicago.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
I don't know
much.
If there's any significance to the date or not, or just happened to. You know.
I don't know who it was. I've got a couple possibilities there, but I won't say. But in any event, that's very kind, and I'll take all the prayers we can get.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that to you.
Oh, how very nice. Thanks for letting me know. And yes, the original Big Boy Pete. Most people request it by the Olympics, but you want the Don and Dewey version. And
that's the only version I ever heard of was the Olympics, yeah. But then when you played, looked up Don and Dewey and, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Now, here is the deal. Tomorrow and Thursday, full shows. That's right. So 10 p.m. Central, it's a date. Dial early, 888-876-5593. And, that's about 21 hours from now, actually. So make plans. But as far as the upcoming schedule, to tell you what is going on, next week, I believe, there are more preemptions, but not whole shows. So here is the deal. Let me, and you can go to WGNradio.com and see them for yourself, actually, but in case you don't want to. We'll have a full Monday night trivia, and then Tuesday we'll be on after the Blackhawks, probably around 11:30. In fact, not probably, unless something odd happens. The Blackhawks are pretty good on staying on schedule, so it'll be 11:30 on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, full show. Thursday will be on at 11 p.m. After the Blackhawks. So that's next week as well. But for this week, apologies to James on the South Side. The show is over. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air this brief period of time. I thank you for listening and for calling. That was really nice. I've got all your requests and we'll play them tomorrow. Didn't want to play them tonight because I didn't figure that anybody would actually be listening. But if you are, my thanks. I hope you will be again 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.